Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said his country is ready to go back to war in Gaza if negotiations for a second phase of the ceasefire collapse. The truce is supposed to see Hamas release 33 hostages and Israel free hundreds of Palestinians from jails. Jonah Fisher reports from Jerusalem.
This was the first time Israel's Prime Minister had appeared on television since the deal was agreed 3 days ago. Mr. Netanyahu stressed the agreement was temporary and that he had the backing of the United States to restart the war if necessary. Israel's Prime Minister is walking a political tightrope, under pressure internationally and among the Israeli public to strike a deal, and yet reliant on far-right ministers who seem determined to return to war to prop up his government.
Meanwhile, thousands of Israelis have joined a rally in Tel Aviv to emphasise their support for the ceasefire hostage deal. Gal Alkaleh was one of them.
This deal is a deal that we had on the table 5 months ago, and we could have signed it and we could have saved lives of 200 soldiers and more than 10 hostages. And because the government couldn't take a decision and waited for Trump, we lost more lives, and it's the same for the lives of the Palestinians and lives of more Israelis.
Israel has continued to bomb Gaza in the run-up to the deadline. Donald Trump is expected to arrive in Washington shortly ahead of his second inauguration as President of the United States on Monday. On Saturday night, Mr. Trump is hosting a fireworks display and reception for his donors and supporters at his golf club in Virginia. Earlier in Washington, there was a protest against Mr. Trump's second term. Merlin Thomas reports from Washington.
Several thousand people took to the streets of Washington to protest against Donald Trump. Although Saturday's People's March in the Capitol drew smaller numbers than its predecessors, those who did take part voiced concern about what a Trump presidency might mean for reproductive rights and the welfare of immigrants. Some chanted, "Lock him up," or displayed slogans including, "Love Trump's hate." The incoming administration is celebrating this weekend. On Saturday night, Mr. Trump will attend a firework display and reception at his golf club in Virginia for his donors and supporters, alongside his vice president, J.D. Vance.
The authorities in Nigeria have confirmed that more than 70 people were killed when a fuel tanker exploded early on Saturday in Niger State. The country's National Emergency Management Agency said more than 50 people were injured. It said the explosion was sparked after the vehicle crashed and overturned when a generator was used during efforts to transfer the fuel to a different tanker. The agency said many victims had been burned beyond recognition. BBC News. A statue of the Spanish conquistador Francisco Pizarro has returned to the main square in the Peruvian capital Lima, despite protests from indigenous groups. Pizarro founded the city in 1535 after defeating the Inca Empire and claiming their lands for the Spanish crown. Indigenous leaders say he was a mass murderer and tyrant who destroyed their culture. A court in the South Korean capital Seoul has issued a warrant to formally arrest the impeached president Yoon Suk-yeol over his failed martial law bid last month. Charged with insurrection and abuse of power, Mr. Yoon can now be kept in detention for 20 days, including the days he's been held since being taken in on Wednesday. Argentina's president Javier Milei has condemned the impunity surrounding the assassination exactly 10 years ago of a prosecutor who was investigating the worst bombing in the country's history. Alberto Nisman died from a gunshot wound in his flat a day before he was due to testify in Congress against the former president, Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner. A series of typewritten drafts of one of Bob Dylan's most famous songs have sold at auction in the US for more than $500,000. The three successive versions of the lyrics to the 1965 song Mr. Tambourine Man are typed out on two sheets of yellow paper and annotated by Dylan. They were among 60 items belonging to the singer-songwriter that went under the hammer in Nashville, Tennessee. Martin Nolan is the auctioneer.
This was a really special auction. It's Bob Dylan celebrating the legend, the poet, the writer, the artist, the musician, the singer. I mean, he is all of those things in one man. Incredible collection, showing his artwork, his art skills, also incredible photography. And then, of course, taking center stage was Mr. Tambourine Man.
That's the latest BBC News.